Home base was a branchy box elder tree in front of the Heisers' house out by the curb. We could count on the Heisers not to mind when we pounded in from all directions to tag out on their tree. We plowed their sod when we skidded home, bled all over their front walk when we collided, knocked loose the latticework under their porch. Big Cleve Runyon, who was 19 years old, lit once in the middle of their syringa bush in an explosion of sticks, and it didn't fill out again till after the war. But the Heisers had no kids and were getting on in years. They said they got a kick out of us. They were the rare grown-ups who liked noise. And Mr. Heiser was deaf. Nobody was a stranger before the war. Everybody played. Dogs, too, yapping at our heels. Dogs we didn't even know. They weren't locked up or walked in those days. They ran wild like the rest of us. Kids younger than I was were in the game, and big sweating galoots like Cleve. Kids from the other streets, and girls. Once in a while, dads, before they went to war or worked Sunday shifts. Always my dad. We played to win. One time, a big boy was it, Cleve or one of the Rogerses, and we took off for the alley to hunker behind the hollyhocks, my brother Bill and I. Our breathing was like dry leaves while a cracking voice yelled numbers into the tree. 5, 10, 15, 20. When we heard in the distance, "Here I come, ready or not." Bill swung me up on his shoulders. We bobbed and weaved across a patchwork quilt of backyards from one garbage can to another. Like magic, Dad was there by the Heiser's back drain spout. In a Newt Rockne handoff, Bill passed me to him. I hung like a hammer off his belt. My feet danced in air. My head hung. There we came around the house, Dad pumping and wheezing, panting and red-faced with his bifocals fogging. Car keys and change rang in his pocket. His timing was better than a kid's. Whoever was it never saw us coming, and it could have been Jinx Rogers, who played basketball on the starting five. I slapped the tree personally. One time, Dad dropped me. On a hot evening, I oozed out of his slick arm and did a cartwheel, landing across the rocks around the Heiser's flower bed. The air went out of me, but there wasn't time to cry. Dad scooped me up and ran to the tree. I took giant strides in the air just above the grass, and we tagged in with seconds to spare. Later, when I'd outgrown the crook of his arm, when Bill was away, Dad stayed in the game a little longer. He'd find another toddler to tote, or he'd erupt all on his own, 190 pounds, out of the Heiser's thrashing bushes and swerve toward the tree. His work shoes slapped the bricks of the street before he could get himself stopped. But he always let himself get caught if he didn't have a kid in his arms. "He's the biggest kid on the block," Mrs. Jewel Heiser said from her porch over the spirea, "that Earl Bowman." Smiley and Jewel Heiser were country folks who'd retired into town when Hitler invaded Poland. Mrs. Heiser had seen newsreels of refugees fleeing the Nazis along rural roads, pushing all their belongings in baby carriages. She believed the rumor that if we got into the war, there'd be no gas or tires. We'd all be trudging along on foot like the refugees. So the Heisers bought the second bungalow from the corner behind the box elder tree. There they settled into their porch swing to await invasion. Mrs. Heiser said she saw World War II coming before Roosevelt did, way before. She'd never been easy in her mind since the Hindenburg blew up, which she said was a sign. She was a great one for signs and could describe the exploding Hindenburg like she'd been on it. passengers burning alive, staggered on fleshless feet through its melting steel skeleton. Mrs. Heiser had a fine sense of doom and kept a scrapbook of clippings about automobile accidents and house fires. Her tales were always worth hearing again, unless you were my mom, who said once was all she needed. The Heisers played to a full porch for the one about a nephew of hers who'd skidded on his sled. He shot under an international harvester truck and scalped himself.